We're coming. Yep. John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Yes, and the phone lines are back open again. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Got a couple of people have been hanging on here. Let's go to Deb from Madison. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy. Deb, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. Great show.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you guys have had on former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley.
No.
Because I just heard him speak 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was on MSNBC. And I mean, I don't believe anything the Republicans say, because I don't even believe they're a party anymore.
I agree.
But anyway, mm-hmm. I think he made some really good points. And I'm hoping maybe you would interview Martin O'Malley. I thought...
great suggestion, yeah.
You know,
we'll definitely check that out. We'll try to get all of them.
What did he have to say?
Well, basically, he said, you know, it's going to look like a crater. He thought about 90%, and don't quote me because I can't remember everything.
Sure.
But, you know, he was, you know, just wanted the Democrats to, well, you listen to it. He was pretty volatile. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll look it up. I'm sure the video is probably out there, right?
Yeah. We will check that out. Deb, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jack, who's holding on from Merrimack this afternoon. Jack, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't get to hear you guys too much. I'm not always around the Madison area, and a lot of times I'm tuning in to WAUK. So it's a pleasure to listen to you guys. It's interesting.
Thank you.
Your interaction is really unique. Whenever I talk to any of my so-called conservative friends about the very rich, one of the questions I always ask is, how much is enough? You know?
Yeah.
They rarely give me a direct answer. The closest I get is, well, they earned it. Of course, in many cases, they don't. They earn it by inheriting it or by tax laws that allow them to say, well, gee, it's not income because I didn't collect it yet. And then when they die, the tax laws allow them to turn it over. And if their progeny don't collect it, they get to keep it tax-free. So it goes on and on. Of course, there is the little detail that, what is it, about $175,000 now? If you earn any more than that, you don't pay a nickel into Social Security at all.
Right, exactly.
The very rich are among the, in, and I'm not going to say this for every case, but many of them are among the very greediest people I have ever heard of. Enough is never enough. And my opinion, what a lot of this is about is the billionaires, and Musk in particular, who was, until Tesla stock crashed, the world's richest man. Musk has this idea, I think, he wants to be the world's first trillionaire. And there's a very simple way to do it. You simply take the entire Social Security amount that its trust fund is in the trillions, and you turn it over to the Wall Street casino.
Right. Well, he'll find a way to integrate it into X, somehow pay X. Mm. Well, if he wants to become a PayPal-like source, software. Mm-hmm. So we never know exactly what he has plans in world domination, something where he controls all the Starlink satellites. He can cut people off of their internet connections if he want, or communications in countries where they're having a problem, a social problem, a war, something like that. You know, this guy is really, truly, he cannot identify with any of us out here. And we have to do something about it. And we're not going to get it from the Republicans. And if they even try to touch it, John Curtis, Senator John Curtis, saying, well, we're going to touch Social Security. In fact, it's going to touch itself eventually. Yeah. So we certainly don't want to see that, you know?
Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah. Jack, I got one more question for you. Is the ferry running up in Merrimack yet? They got that going, huh?
Last I drove by it, it was still closed.
Okay.
It doesn't open until sometime around the 1st of May.
All right.
Well, Jack, you're not the one who swims from shore to shore, right? You're not the guy who does it, the first guy to do it, and then it opens up? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sounds like a plan, though, doesn't it?
It's actually a pretty good idea. Okay, Jack, thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Appreciate that.
That's great.
855-75-CIVIC is the number.
We live in Madison, you know, and we go up to Devil's Lake.
Oh, sure.
And then my wife wants to take the long way around through Merrimack.
Through Merrimack,
and
get on the ferry.
Sit there in line, go to the ice cream stand, right?
Oh, I know.
It's fantastic.
It's a great ice cream stand there, yeah.
There's so many places in Wisconsin to go that are just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just short visits, but a fantastic place.
I didn't know they waited until the 1st of May to open up the ferry. I thought it goes a little bit sooner than that, but because I'm sure all the ice is finally melted, so why not get the ferry going? Yeah. All right.
Again, you know, we're talking about Social Security here, and we're also talking about the fact that Republicans don't understand that the economy has completely changed since 2000. So, you know, kind of wake up, you guys. You know, we have to really kind of build ahead and start. Yeah, there's even talk of a minimum wage.
A federal. Yeah, I know. It's a phrase that I forget, too, but a regular.
UBA or something. Yeah.
A regular, basically a federal salary for everybody.
A basic salary for everybody. Everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a really great idea because everybody will want to supplement it. Yeah. And they'll want to work. And they'll want to continue, maybe use some of that money in order to fund their business or start a business. In fact, they have test runs of this in other cities. And people have saved the money to do just that, to start their own businesses.
It is 29 past the hour. After the break, we'll be back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Radio Network.